yesterday, the list of bombs, kind of those pipe bombs, grew to 10 after packages were sent to former Vice President Joe Biden in Delaware and actor Robert De Niro in New York. And I had some people like, well, wait, why are you sending it to Robert De Niro? Well, he's a big outspoken person against President Trump. That's why.
I wonder if Alec Baldwin's going to get anything.
That's actually a good question.
That's what I wondered, because if Robert De Niro is, Alec Baldwin is way more. He talks even more about
how
much he hates Trump.
He's on TV portraying him on SNL, making fun of him. So I could, yeah, that's actually a good point. I'm sure, you know what, people are already like saying, hey, we're checking your mail for you. The same non-exploding pipe bombs were in the packages. Authorities say the pipe bombs are missing a triggering mechanism. A former CIA agent said this: what they wanted to do was scare people, causing disruption, but not necessarily hurt a single person, because if they wanted to hurt somebody, those bombs would have went off.
Yeah.
And would have actually done some damage.
I'm real anxious to find out who sent these. I really hope they find the person.
An Illinois woman helped land a helicopter. This is absolutely insane. I thought of you, Alex, because you and your guy, the Egyptian, when you in New York, took a helicopter ride. Could you imagine going through this horror that this lady did? The pilot passed out. They're flying. The pilot passes out.
That is so scary.
The woman and her fiance took a helicopter tour when the pilot suddenly stopped talking and then blacked out.
At first, I kind of thought he was playing a bad trick on us. And then when I realized, oh no, he's not waking up, I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what to do either. When her fiance screamed in the back to pull up, like, you know, grab the little, the yoke or whatever?
Yes.
And, like, pull up to try to bring the helicopter up. The woman grabbed the controls, and then that kind of slowed their free fall into the ocean. Now, they still crashed, and after her fiance swam out of the helicopter and actually helped get her out, too.
I looked over, and Carly was about an inch from being underwater. The pilot was passed out.
Wow.
On top of her.
Swimming out of the debris, he actually lifted the wreckage off the sandbar just an inch or two as the water rose around them.
It's just insane. The two suffered bruises, cuts, and several broken bones. The pilot survived, but it's not known what made him pass out. Like, he'll probably won't be able to fly ever again or for a long time. The crash is being investigated. This is Halloween related, and I mean, I get why people are upset, but it's always something right here. The Bruce Caitlyn Jenner, it's called the Bruce Caitlyn Jenner I Am Kate costume, but which is like a mouthful. I don't understand that. Has been pulled by its online seller. The costume sells for about $45, and it upset a lot of people in the LGBT community. I'm interested to know, too, because I know we have all kinds of people that listen to the Joe and Alex show. If you are in the LGBT community, would you let us know? You don't have to go on air, but I'm wondering, are you really upset by this costume, or is it more just people saying that online? I'd like to know your thoughts on it. At Joe and Alex Show, you can tweet us, or 317-239-1009. The costume included a fake Olympic decathlon jersey, running shorts, and gold medals, as well as a red wig. Despite the backlash, the costume place said they're keeping it that way. They're not going to do anything. It's going to be for sale. Well, that's what a rep said earlier this week. They said, it's funny. It's just a costume. But then they changed their tune. Another rep for the company said, we've decided to stop selling this costume after hearing concerns from those who are offended. And so as of now, they're still available, I think, on Amazon through like third-party people, but that company is no longer putting it on their site. And I guess it's going to be like a limited edition thing. So if you want to get that, you better get it. Ladies, gentlemen, all my basic bees, all my, you know, guys and girls out there, Starbucks just rolled out its new Halloween drink, which is called Witch's Brew Frappuccino. It's purple and a green drink that's a mix of orange cream frappuccino, green chia seeds, whipped cream, and green powder on top. Does this have you, Alex, fiending for it?
No, I am not into drinks like that.
Yeah, it doesn't sound that appealing to me either.
I really am just like, I like punches and lemonades.
Sweet.
I don't like those types of things.
All right, what about this? Because this has got the basic boy inside of me going crazy. Basic bro, actually, my bad. McDonald's just announced that the McRib is coming back at more than 9,000 of their stores. It's been gone since last November.
Wow.
I am absolutely excited. I'm ecstatic that little dream of mine is coming true. This is going to be great. And a new survey found the average Android user spends 3 hours and 42 minutes a day looking at their phone. And the average iPhone user spends 5 hours. It's almost 5 hours. That means in a year, Android people are looking at their phone for more than 56 entire days. And iPhone users for more than 75 freaking days.
I believe it.
That is absolutely insane. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Abby.
Abby, what's up? What were you calling for?
So I'm calling related to the costume.
What do you think about this?
Yeah, so I'm a lesbian, and I, to be honest, I'm like the first person to make fun of myself. I call myself a lesbian, a lizard, whatever.
Okay, careful. I don't want you to say something offensive, so, but okay, but I get you.
Like, I'm just talking about myself.
I get you.
But yeah, considering the fact that like the political climate, they're trying to like erase people's gender identity, I feel like, come on, that costume shouldn't. Needs to go.
So you're glad that they're pulling it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, we love you. Thank you so much for calling in and chiming in. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. You can check out all these stories online on the website. You know where to go. That is Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show.